Hello, Jason Murchie. Again, this being the third segment of improving the character and ethics of children, I understand that there is a caller on the line from New Mexico. Barbara is her name. She'd like to ask a question. She'd like to ask a question of Dr. Lerner, but Dr. Lerner was scheduled to speak with me for 35 minutes, and so that's not possible. But I know a thing or two about character and ethics, and I am interested in learning more about character and ethics. So why don't I take that call on the other side of the commercial on ethics from Living Room to Boardroom on World Talk Radio.
Do you dream of owning your own business? Franchising may hold the key. Invest in a proven business with proven results. Not sure where to start? Franchise Solutions can help. Franchise Solutions has helped thousands of entrepreneurs find a business to fit their goals and dreams. Find information on hundreds of franchise and business opportunities, as well as tips, advice, and tons of franchise-related resources. Franchise Solutions. Find the business that's right for you. Visit us online today at www.franchisesolutions.com.
Come on, dear. It's time to go.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
I know. Isn't it great? The early bird gets the worm. I don't want to be late. I hear the fish are really biting. I've got the Jeep all packed.
This man suffers from extreme excitement because he just bought a new Jeep from Carl Berger's Jeep World in La Mesa.
I can smell it already.
Smell? Nobody smells at 4 in the morning.
This man does, because he can't wait to ride in his new Jeep from Carl Berger's Jeep World. Jeep versatility all wrapped up in leather.
Come on, dear, up and at 'em.
Give it a rest, dear. We're only going antique shopping. The store's not even open.
You, too, could suffer extreme excitability. See the world of difference at Carl Berger's Jeep World. Low prices, great selection, and 5-star customer service. Save time by shopping online at carlberger.com.
Let's go! Let's go!
It's a world of difference. Carl Berger.
Carl Berger's Jeep World. Get excited today. Carl Berger's Jeep World. I-8 at Jackson Drive, La Mesa.
Listen. The world is talking. World Talk Radio.
To speak with our show hosts or guests during the live show, call us toll-free in North America, 888-514-2100. Everywhere else, call 001-858-268-3068.
Thank you, listener, for staying tuned. We have 10 minutes left in this, the third segment of improving the character and the ethics of children. And I have Barbara on the line, so I'd like to go ahead and bring her on at this time. Hello, Barbara.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Well, did you hear the guest speak?
Yeah, I did.
What are some of the thoughts or feelings that you had about that?
Well, I was going to ask her about, you know, she talks about character education being authentic and not kind of a rah-rah thing. But one of the reasons I have chosen to homeschool my children is that I just don't think it's implemented practically that way. And it is a rah-rah kind of thing, and they spend, you know, quite a bit of time in the course of a day or a year or a week kind of focusing on these character-building programs, and in the meantime, you know, our kids aren't really learning very much. Or, you know, some of them are, but in general.
When you say, in the meantime, they're not learning very much, are you referring to character or are you referring to mathematics?
Academics. Okay. I think academics is suffering at the hands of character education.
Okay, so are you saying that your desire to homeschool, which is by no means easy, so you obviously didn't choose it because it was easier than dropping the kids off and going to work or dropping the kids off and watching the tube. You're doing the harder thing. Is it A, because you think that you want a more complete or a different style of virtue to be inculcated in your child, or is it more that you think the academics is so important that you don't want it to be diluted with other things?
Well, I think it's both. I think if I had to name one reason why I homeschool, it's because I don't feel like kids are getting a very strong academic background in school. But I think that certainly homeschooling also provides maybe a more pure ethical environment, especially for young children who are kind of being set up to make some pretty hard decisions at pretty young ages, just, you know, by group. It's just kind of the group mentality sort of thing.
Right, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I think, I recall middle school and high school as being kind of challenged, and I think that had a lot to do with all of those social goings-on, I think it has something to do with the way that parents raise children and our society supports that, the fact that a lot of silly things go on in the groups at school, things that are quite different from either character or academic instruction.
Right.
I'm not really sure that the social situations in school either helped my character or my academics. I think maybe sports had something to do with that, but, you know, again, it depends. And maybe Dr. Lerner and I disagree a little bit about this after all, but it seems like the idea of virtue has to come from another human being or more than one human being. It's not something that you can keep in a little velvet-lined box, and mm-hmm. or that is held in Mount Olympus or something. You know, it's like a person teaches a child how to have character. You know, I recall that when I played water polo in high school, it's a very demanding sport, and not as demanding as boxing. I tried boxing, and Jesus, that's really difficult.
Uh-huh.
But it's a hard sport, and so the character that's involved with hard work and persistence is readily apparent. But on the other hand, you know, look, this angle, for example, lots of times there would be little fights, little bad things that players would do to each other on the opposite team in the midst of a game, and sometimes it would result in, you know, somebody ending up like cussing at another player or whatever. And I specifically remember my assistant coach his name was Jason. Coincidentally, he said, you know, look, don't talk a lot of shit. Is basically what he said. Don't talk a lot of shit to any of these players, you know. He said, quote, say nothing and walk away, or say nothing and kick their ass.
Right.
And so, you know, this has something to do with virtue, but I'm not sure if he was coming at that from the right angle.
Right.
He was urging me to be quiet, as in, like, show discipline.
Right.
Or maybe stand up to this person, as in to show courage and strength. But, you know, this dude named Jason, who I knew went on to have a drug problem, as kind of an epilogue, was teaching me about virtue, saying, kick this guy's ass or walk away, but don't talk a lot of nonsense. Mm-hmm. And so I can see, like, threads of virtue throughout that. But, you know, this person was responsible for helping to teach me virtue as a sports coach. I mean, you know, sports reminds me of, like, ancient Athens, where, you know, people would be competing at the highest level, and sport has so much prestige to it. Do you understand what I'm getting at here?
Mm-hmm. And I think the issue of competition is interesting, too, because, like, she was talking about testing and how that can be virtuous, you know, to work hard to do a good job. But again, I think like what you were saying about we can highlight certain virtues over other virtues, or show preferences for certain virtues over other virtues. And in a group setting, it seems like those are the virtues that get emphasized: competition and performance and achievement, and not even really academic achievement, but just coming out on top of the pack.
Yeah.
In whatever way necessary, or whatever way possible.
So then, would you say that there that you tend to agree with the perspective that Dr. Lerner tended to champion, or the one that I tended to favor. And hers, I believe, was that, you know, character is character is character, and it transcends any one person's perspective on virtue. And mine, you know, having collected thousands and thousands of quotations that have to do with virtue and values as well, you know, I think that different people come at it very differently. I mean, that idea that I brought up by Dumas, you know, how is it that little children are so intelligent and men so stupid? It must be education that does it. I mean, that's his perspective, and you could find 25 other perspectives that are just different. So I'm not sure that we truly, truly understand in some sort of a locked-up fashion, as though God told it to us, what these virtues really are and how to apply them, and what values are valuable to possess, to value.
Right.
You follow what I'm saying there? How did you come down on that particular
perspective? I think I would agree more with your perspective. I mean, if you think about humility and strength are both virtues, but they could be conflicting virtues too.
And construed so differently. I mean, I think part of her point was that strength is strength, and that children know teachers that have shown them strength. But, like, how do you impart what true strength really means without
right.
having
right? And it? I mean, there's strength in. I mean, there's strength. It takes strength to be humble, or
yeah.
It takes strength to be modest.
Right.
But, you know, it's sort of like sometimes one virtue has to kind of take precedence over another virtue. And, I mean, I can see, like you were saying, the teacher's perspective and the teacher's life experiences are really going to affect which virtues they emphasize.
Yeah. I do think the idea of character education is wonderful. I'm just not sure that I fully understand it. Or if I do understand it, I'm not sure that I fully agree with what may appear to be kind of like, let's say, dogma coming out of the character education field
uh-huh.
about what this really entails and how practical it is. Dr. Lerner was noting that everything in the school day involves character and virtue, but it seems like you do have to spend actual time noting it, and to the degree that you spend actual time drawing attention to virtue and values, there is indeed a possibility of some dispute about what the real nature of virtue is. You know, I've done some substitute teaching, and I was aware that teachers in some of the school districts that are out there, the parents, you know, they will box your ears about what you tell their children. If
uh-huh.
you try to tell their children that, you know, like, let's say you use this Aldous Huxley quote when he said, a higher education is not necessarily a guarantee of higher virtue or higher political wisdom. They would argue with that, or they would say, you know, you shouldn't be teaching my children about virtue because you are too liberal or you are too whatever. I want to teach my child about virtue. And so it's just very challenging, very complicated. It's a subject that I'd like to learn more about over time. But I think if you were to go to my website, Values of the Wise, and search on the word education or even character, or search on the word character within the value set of knowledge, education, and wisdom, you'd find a lot of quotations that I think exemplify or provide snapshots into what many, many, many different people have to say about character and education.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in and speaking with me about this this idea, and I wish you well with your homeschooling. I think there's something remarkable is going to happen when your child is 18. I think he or she is really going to have a wonderful academic and character education, or they may have some social deficits that were unforeseen. So I'd like to talk to you again in 10 years. Will you call back?
Okay, sure.
Tell me how they turn out.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
And to the listener, I say please tune in next week for another show. Next week is about business. And I wish you well in putting your values out in front of you here in this week. Talk to you later on Ethics from Living Room to Boardroom on World Talk Radio.
The number one source for informative talk on the World Wide Web.